So we're down here on the historic Courthouse Square in downtown Noblesville. And
2 years ago, Marnie Cook left private sector marketing to work as Noblesville School's communications director.
I don't know when the city of Noblesville is planning on changing over street signs, but I hope to put a bug in their ear about that it might be cool to have some black and gold street signs.
Black and gold, the district's colors. Here, voters recently agreed to bump up property taxes to help fund the district. So Cook wants everyone to feel connected to the schools.
You know, when school starts, you'll see Noblesville Schools banners hanging on those posts. We have a coffee shop over here that has a Noblesville Schools poster in the window.
Plus, there'll be events, flyers. It's marketing to keep schools on people's minds. 2 hours south, that marketing's a little more direct.
I am off to a great start.
I'm ready for what's next.
At Clarksville Community Schools, our students are what we make of them.
Clarksville Community Schools in southern Indiana has spent over $160,000 on advertising their public schools. Kimberly Knott is superintendent.
We've done billboards. We've done a lot of media and social media advertising.
It's marketing with one goal. Get more students.
We've done movies and video clips. We actually did video clip advertisements at the cinema.
Knott says that brought 87 students to the district last year, and each student came with at least $5,000 in state funding. 87 students, that's over $435,000 for the district, 10 teachers' salaries.
That's huge. That's huge for us.
It's a new place for public education. Gone are the days when a district's PR person simply worked in a world of press releases. Now, it's marketing.
It's kind of the nature of the beast in education.
Chad Lockmiller, assistant professor at Indiana University School of Education, says it's an emerging trend.
There's really not an adequate level of funding to provide the level of educational services that all of our students need.
Recent changes to the state's school funding formula more closely tie funding to district enrollment. And at the same time, students can shop around. There's more charter schools, more students using state vouchers for private schools, more ways to attend public school in a neighboring district. No one knows that better than Fort Wayne Community Schools. About 1,000 students have left the public district in recent years, with $6 million attached. The district closed schools, slashed bus routes. Now, they're marketing.
This intersection is pretty heavily traveled. And this is the billboard. It says, imagined by...
Spokesperson Krista Stockman says the district will spend $10,000 this summer on billboards. It'll take funding from just 2 new students to pay for that. So the district also reaches out to families directly, like at the public library.
Well, this was one of our current bus drivers. Yeah, so
a district representative speaks with Richard Bailey. He has 4 school-aged boys.
These kids are homeschooled right now, so I'm trying to encourage them to come on back to FWCS.
Bailey's driven buses in the district for 17 years. He's seen more advertising recently.
There's been billboards, and occasionally I've seen stuff online, you know, or TV commercials. And
is it generally the private schools, the charter schools, the public schools?
I've seen more of the private schools advertise overall than the public. I think public schools are starting to get into that game, though, I think more than they used to.
He says a recent billboard for the public schools even featured a fellow bus driver.
Has any of the messaging that you've seen changed your opinion about any of the types of schools?
I don't know if I'd say it necessarily changed my opinion.
But district officials hope it will. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.